This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, as we do, joining us once again from Storm Central is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. It is great to be with you.
So, now, Rob and I have been talking about the how many storms he's had to weather this year, which you've had to. I mean, surely there's got to be some relief coming soon.
I hope. Although there's a storm in the Gulf now, it may remain a storm and never grow to be a hurricane. Let us hope.
We are all
in a political firestorm, though, aren't we?
Yeah, but I mean, you know something, with each passing day, I had a discussion today with one of my sponsors. You know him, Roger Ward.
Right, I do know him.
Roger is...
Ace Firearms.
Ace Firearms. He is also a rather, shall we say, he doesn't lend himself to too much of things that might seem like a long shot.
Right.
And now he's getting sort of excited about this being pulled back.
Right.
Which is, I can only imagine what would happen if that would be, I mean, I know that leftists are Americans too, but I think we'd hear a bunch of popping sounds because their heads would pop.
Well, my wife used to teach graduate level statistics. My daughter is a demographer. Her PhD thesis was in statistics, and I've asked them for some references. It turns out voter fraud is a very old subject. That should come as absolutely no surprise. So the obvious things to look for: too high a voter turnout from one small area. Yeah, this apartment complex won 100% for Biden. You lied. Also, now this is what's interesting. Too many votes for or against a candidate. You know, it could go either way. Large numbers of invalid votes. Well, if you see that with a skewed voter return, that means, okay, you had a crooked counter who sat there and said, oh, that's one for my against my guy. I'll just start declaring the opposition ballots as invalid. Look, all that data is there, and the statistics are remarkably uniform. It's not like one square block is going to go all one way, unless it's a crooked election. One thing that the obvious things, ballots used to be counted, as in, you've got 500 registered voters. If somebody extra comes in here, 600, give me the blank ones back at the end. So when you see more votes than have been issued or accounted for, you know somebody's been busy at the printers. Wow. Oh, something I found fascinating. Suppose we saw a lot of Biden votes and no invalid votes in that precinct. That means somebody stuffed the ballot box with fake ballots. Because
right,
there's a consistent, you know, a couple of percent people mess up. Fascinating when you look.
It is. It is. It's this whole thing. The only thing that catches my eye about it is what mm-hmm. they're expecting us to believe.
Yeah?
I mean, are we to believe that Trump could win the presidency on $100,000 in ad buys on Facebook by the Russians? Are we to believe that we all went to bed Tuesday night looking at Michigan and Pennsylvania and North Carolina and Georgia and doing the math and going, we got it. We got him. He's back in another 4 years. And waking up the next morning to find only one of those states still going his way.
Right.
They made up an 800,000 vote deficit in Pennsylvania.
Michigan, there's an analysis that that looks at the numbers turned in. Turns out there's some very interesting statistical analysis. When you and I make up numbers, we don't make them up correctly. So if I say, I'm going to take these Biden numbers and double count them in a couple of different precincts, that will show up. When they did that analysis, the Michigan results for Biden failed wildly, but the Trump results in Michigan looked legitimate. There's a lot of reasons to doubt the validity of this election. The Trump team found 500,000 votes that were only marked for Joe Biden. No other candidates, no referendums, no ballot measures. Yeah, Joe's my guy, and you didn't bother to fill in anybody else? I doubt it.
No. Biden underperformed in every state except the states that flipped overnight for Biden.
Yes. Now, here, so they've come back and done some preliminary recounts. They've seen an extraordinary number of so-called computer errors that transferred votes from Trump to Biden. It turns out Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff is the chief executive at Dominion Software. Feinstein's husband is a major shareholder, and this is a company that provides vote counting systems that don't seem to count very accurately.
Okay.
We've also had postal workers who were told to backdate mail-in ballots. Rudy Giuliani was in Pennsylvania, and he says the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits there because poll watchers were essentially barred from observing the vote count.
Yeah.
And they've also filed suit in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan, as well as Pennsylvania.
Let me make no mistake about this, too, just to be clear. If Joe Biden wins this by a plurality of votes, both, well, I guess electorally, fairly, then I guess hail to the chief. Hello, long live President Biden, right? If it's a fair election. If it is not a fair election, then we need to be doing everything we can to make sure all of this is overturned, what happened stopped, we don't allow this to repeat, because while all these guys are out there talking about how it is disenfranchising to not allow people's vote to count, that's exactly what's happening in these states.
Here's where I find frightening. Those battleground states, the Secretary of State in those states had enormous campaign financing from George Soros.
Right.
That's the public officer that will say that has to report the results. Now, the legislature is typically involved also. But it will be an uphill fight. On the other hand, I have seen, Sidney Powell. She is a phenomenally respected lawyer, and Rudy Giuliani, also phenomenally respected, who said, this is systematic. This is not. Look, I understand that to tabulate millions upon millions of votes is difficult. There will be errors. Understood, accepted, but not at this magnitude, not at this scale, and not systematically as we've seen.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morris, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, I saw where Lindsey Graham found his courage.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what somebody's been feeding him, but please keep it up.
Gunpowder.
Yeah. Evidently. He said, this is widespread voter fraud. We're seeing it across the country. And if the GOP, if the Republicans don't fight, then this corruption will be accepted. We may never have another honest election. And that this is the time to clean up the election system, to put in safeguards imposed by the federal government. In all the states, he said to my colleagues out there, we have to fight or we will accept our fate. I want Pennsylvania to explain to the American people how six people, after they died, were then registered to vote and then cast votes, and how the computer system in Michigan flipped votes from Republican to Democrats. He went on to say, it's too much shenanigans to ignore. President Trump should fight in court, and fight hard. Wow. As you say, gunpowder, somebody slipped some into Lindsey's salad.
See, here's the thing with Graham. Graham has been conciliatory as a senator the whole time he's been the senator. When Obama put Kagan and Sotomayor in front of him,
right?
A lot of people around here wanted him to fight them tooth and nail. And he got out there and said, I believe that if the president wins the election, that he should be able to put in, you know, his nominees,
right,
should be absolutely confirmed.
Should be
because
approved.
That's part, you know, elections have, as they say, consequences. So then after all this time when he and the Blue Falcon used to reach across the aisle and work with their good friends on the other side of the aisle and all these other things, then they threw $108 million at him to try to unseat him. And at the same time, you know, the Kavanaugh thing, that completely changed the way he saw things as far as the way these things are going. So I think what we see now is Lindsey Graham 2.0. And we'll see what we get. We'll see what we get out of this.
Well, we don't see a lot of reach back across the aisle. Far left journalists at the Slate said that Trump supporters and, in fact, advisors in the White House should be jailed for crimes against humanity.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wish that the crazy people at Slate were alone, but CNN's Jake Tapper also said Trump supporters must now, today, publicly concede the election or be blacklisted. Isn't that illegal since he's trying to influence a public election before it's been decided?
I don't know. All I will say is this. They can do what they want. They can say what they want. And we do get a say in how that plays.
Right.
And, you know. Our say is, well, no, we're not going to be blacklisted. Who do you think you're talking to? Who do you think you are? How are you going to enforce that one, Jake?
Do you know who comes to mind? And when I'll tell you and you'll giggle. Do you remember Mark? Was it Mark Robinson? What's his middle name? Mark.
The guy who's now the lieutenant governor of North Carolina.
Well, about to be sworn in, won the election. Can you imagine him taking that guff for a heartbeat?
No.
Now, what's amazing, this is a gentleman. There he is, Mark Keith Robinson. Spoke up at a town hall meeting. Spoke to the representatives of his city hall and said, you're accusing me of being the problem because I'm a gun owner. I am not the problem. I've never been a criminal. The problems that we have with guns aren't coming from me. That went viral. Was it 4 million views? He then ran for lieutenant governor and was elected. What's so striking about that? He ran as a Republican, very outspoken advocate of veterans and the Second Amendment. Anyone in a state that has a Republican-controlled Senate, a Republican-controlled House, but a Democrat governor. Now, in the last time that governor was elected, there were great questions about vote tampering, and yet he won again. Something, again, to me, that just says are either the voters are quite fickle or the fix is in, and we need to peel that election system apart and take a really close look at it.
Well, North Carolina is a fairly – it's sort of like, you know, if you look at New York State.
Right.
A lot of guns in New York State. It's just that Manhattan, you know, Manhattan has – probably most of the population there,
right,
in the whole state. So,
right.
While there's a lot of hunters and everything in New York State, they're controlled by a metropolitan area. In North Carolina, you've got a few areas that are becoming quite the medical hub in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
And they are also becoming sort of leftist in certain tight areas. But overall, the entire state is.
It's
pretty conservative, but then when you look at the votes that you can get in a contest like for the governor,
right?
Those population centers are going to have a lot of sway in that.
The way I think of it is, oh, it's becoming like New York State and Illinois.
Yeah,
a few major cities dominate politics. They've yet, though, to take over the House of Representatives in that state. I thought a Democrat congressman who just won re-election by the skin of his teeth in Pennsylvania was very honest. And this is his public statements after the election. And he's hearing from his own constituents. They're very frustrated by the Democrat message to defund the police and ban fracking.
Yeah.
And he's saying that's unpopular. It's unrealistic. It's not going to happen. And it turned off a lot of Democrat voters, particularly in a swing state like Pennsylvania. You predicted that, Bill. You were right.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, those farmers over in Pennsylvania, they got it good. They got it good. You hang on for me. We're going into the break. We talked into the break once again. That's what happens when you're having a good conversation. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday said he fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The president announcing that Christopher C. Miller, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, has been named acting secretary. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan on Monday said his office has yet to receive any reports of credible incidents of systematic voter disenfranchisement from the state's attorneys general or secretary of state. Joe Biden leads President Trump in the Peach State by about 10,000 votes, and a recount is inevitable. Regarding voter fraud, Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, says,
"We are going to find that people did illegally vote. That's going to happen. There are going to be double voters. There are going to be people who did not have the qualifications of a registered voter to vote in the state. That will be found. Is it 10,353? unlikely.
This is USA Radio News. A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the new coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. As far as what this means, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
our threshold was just they had to be above 50%. So to be reporting 90%, that shows it's really working. That means, because this is a two-part vaccine, you have to have two shots before it works. That means 28 days after that first shot that you are protected potentially from COVID with a 90% efficacy rate. That's great news.
Former Masters champion won't be allowed to compete for another green jacket this week. Sergio Garcia has tested positive for COVID-19 and was forced to withdraw. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. So then,
after action on the election,
sure.
You've long said you don't believe the polls. And, okay, one of the losers in this election might be Trump supporters, but the media is the ones who really took a beating. It's not as if they called it wrong. It's as if they twisted the results and have been gotten rid of news and been running propaganda for the last 4 years. They blew it so far. It's well outside any margins of error. They lied to the American people.
Yeah, I kind of think the polling industry might be done.
No, I think that misses the point, Bill. These polls were commissioned by media outlets.
Oh, yes.
Who then didn't question the results. That wasn't a poll. That was propaganda, pure, plain, and simple. You don't miss that far, that often, that long by accident. It wasn't a poll. It was a marketing effort for a candidate that you've been pitching to the American people. Shame on you. You lose, you know, the notion that, well, we have to ask tough questions. No, you don't. Because you've lied to the American people for so long, you wouldn't know an honest question if it showed up. But there's been some other notable losers, and I think you know this one too.
Yes.
Which one? Who are you thinking of?
Well, the Democrats are losers here. I mean, yes, right now they have the upper hand in the House, but this is supposed to be a blue wave.
What were you thinking?
Okay.
Which former Republican, now Democrat, spent $100 million trying to flip Florida, Ohio, and Texas?
That would be Mr. Bloomberg.
That would be Michael Bloomberg, and he didn't get one of what he wanted. You've often said, look, all he can do is buy campaign ads.
Right.
And I keep thinking that campaign advisors know what they're doing. Look, give them $100 million. They'll spend it the best way they know how. If they spend it on ads, it's because they think that is the biggest bang for their buck. But maybe, as you said, that's not enough. We see through the ads. We form our own decisions. Good for us. I wonder how many percentage points, though, those 100 million votes changed.
That's a good question. And, I mean, this election is going to take, unfortunately, this really deep dive.
Yeah.
In order to pull this apart and figure out where things went wrong. Because when you look at what's going on with the irregularities, it appears that we had manufactured ballots, we had software glitches, in all of those Midwest states where he was ahead when I went to bed, they just quit counting.
Yep.
And then all of these tractor trailer loads of ballots that, defy statistical trends, they showed up. And, we have what we have right now. But having said all of that, it's going to take quite, and it has to be done. It's got to be done. They have to pull this apart and unwind this.
I mean, what in Virginia? Here's a flash drive that came in, and it's got some votes we lost. Yeah, it's electronic type. They're all for Biden. No, they're not. They can't. That's not how people vote. Wow, a voting system that's that subject to manipulation and lacks an accurate verification and review process, that's not a voting system. That's a fraud system disguised as a voter system. And I think we're seeing some things like that again in Florida. Clean up your act, guys. And as you, Bill, I think you stated it magnanimously. If it's clear that Senator Joe Biden won this election, hail to the chief. I got a salute. Until then, he's not my president.
Nope.
And if fraud gets him elected, I mean, George Soros is my president as much as Joe Biden. After all, he bought and paid for it.
Well,
by buying those secretaries of state.
If I cannot imagine us sitting back here and going, we let this stand.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everything involved in this fraud, this is all felony. These are all felonies.
Right. Right.
And to sit back and let this just occur, I mean, it's malfeasance, whichever way you want to look at it, but as citizens of this state, we have to make sure that we reconstitute the voting process to where we're in control of it. And I don't get where these guys think that that's just, I've never seen them rush so fast to the president-elect, and, you know, he's appointing transition teams COVID task forces, and
right,
he's talking about what he's going to do in the first 100 days and all these other things. And, you may be going a little fast.
You may be presumptuous and well ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Now, this is the same election where two more states were flipped. In New Hampshire, Republicans took over both the state house and state senate. They already had the governorship. Montana flipped the governorship so that they are now entirely a Republican administration. And yet somehow Pennsylvania is so different. What you're telling me, in fact, though, is Philadelphia and the corrupt votes that distort the votes in that city controlled by Democrats can shake the entire state, just like what we see in Chicago, what we think we're seeing in Michigan with the corruption in Detroit.
Right.
In the meantime, you know, Democrats spent $500 million to try and flip state legislatures and failed. So are state voters really that different from one state to another? Why do we see such bizarrely different results? I'm not sure. As you say, it will take months, hopefully not years, to really understand what we saw.
The other thing, and I would actually count this as a plus, if Joe Biden were to get out there and say, I want to be your president, that's why I ran for it. However, I cannot in good conscience proceed with this until we know for sure that this is 100% on the level. And yet, he's not doing that. So,
no.
If he's not doing it, and if he's going ahead and he's out there, I am the president-elect, then I almost have to kind of think perhaps he might be semi-complicit. He must have known something was happening. We're coming up on the next break.
We'll talk about that after.
Coming up on the next break, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast is out there. The Polite Society podcast, that is also out there. You can check both of those out on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, wherever good podcasts are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to and have been speaking to Rob Morse.
One last comment, and then do you want to step off the election? There is plenty to talk about.
Certainly.
You brought it up. Did we elect the man, or did we elect the media myth? And to whom does the politician owe his allegiance? To the voters who went into the booth, or to his campaign donors who bought the advertisements for him? Is the elected politician morally bound to fulfill the promises he made at the podium, or the ones he made behind closed doors? That's really interesting. I mean, who won the election? The American voters? Or George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, and the president of China? They're the one who put in the money.
Sure. And this is the thing. This is the thing with all of this stuff that when we sit around and we talk about it and all these other things, none of those should be the answer.
Right.
None of those should be the answer. The answer should be a very simple thing. It should be the voters won the election. We should be able to find a clear and easy plurality of them without having to pull things apart, without having to get out there and go, huh. And yet we're not allowed to do that. But on the other hand, the same people who have been calling me a misogynistic, xenophobic, racist Nazi want me to just go, well, that's my president, and let's go for unity. Now, here's the question. This is the question, okay?
Yes.
When this election is decided, when we know and we have a clear-cut, honest election result out there, if it is Joe Biden, I am prepared to talk unity with all these people that want to kill me. What happens if it comes out for Trump? Are they going to be willing to talk unity with us?
They haven't for the last 4 years.
Nope. Nope, they have not. And I suspect they are not going to. But in the interim, it's a fun question to ask simply because they're always out there talking a bunch of smack at me. And, well, you know, when they're talking smack, I just my inclination is to talk smack back at them.
Well, okay, let me throw a philosophical question. You've said all that the campaign money can do is buy ads, and we complain that the candidates are for sale. Now, they're only for sale to the degree that we are for sale. If we take the easy course of action, we let the candidate and his media spokesperson define himself and his opponents, rather than us doing the hard work of studying the candidates until we see how his actions have revealed his character for ourselves, then we're the ones who sold out. We sold the election for cheap.
Yeah.
So this election hurts me as a voter.
It does. It does.
The way to beat it is to study harder.
Well, I mean, I don't see you as a low info voter, though, Rob. Sure. I don't see you in that with that lens. I'm surprised you would say that.
Well, maybe it's the royal we. I did, changing the subject, I was on looking at Baring's arms, and I saw somebody do a nice piece of analysis. A medical journal came out and said, you know, glass tabletops are a hazard to children.
Yes.
They came up with the numbers, very detailed numbers, that described how many kids are hurt, how many kids are injured severely enough that internal organs are damaged, how many have to go to a level one trauma center, and the age distribution of those children. It turns out that glass tables are twice as dangerous as firearms. We have twice the rate, children 0 to 5, of serious accidental injury from a glass table as we do from a firearm. Those numbers don't include the innocent victims shot by gangs in Chicago.
Right.
Different. That's not an accident. That's an intentional misuse of a firearm. Just as if somebody hits you in the head with a beer bottle, that's not an inadvertent glass cut. It's an assault.
Yeah. Yeah. I look at some of these people that, excuse me, that are constantly lamenting the number of accidental shootings.
Right.
Which are constantly going down.
Right.
And if it's now it's gotten to the point to where a glass coffee table is more dangerous to a child than a gun, which are we to suppose that all these parents are so inattentive that they leave their guns laying out? I see some of these guys getting out there, and they're constantly wanting to push. They're constantly wanting to mandate safe storage.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever, if it's a gun guy that's out there talking, that irritates me.
Right.
To no end to see that, simply because it is such a rare occasion. The other thing is this. We have 2.5 million people that die per year prematurely. Pre-COVID.
Oh.
Pre-glass tables.
Medical mistakes.
Medical mistakes, cancer, all this other stuff. Number one and number two switches between heart disease and cancer. Number three is medical misadventure.
Wow.
Yeah. And then after that, all the other things that come into play, which, you know, they all have their own little subcategories. In-ground pools, those are really bad for children.
Right.
Car wrecks are bad for children. I mean, there's lots of things, and I mean,
I think you're absolutely right. What I hear you telling me is we should take a victory lap. Average gun owners in the United States have done a wonderful job of becoming safe and staying safe, but nothing will ever satisfy the people who don't want us to have firearms.
No, never will. There will never be a moment where we come to that point to where they're like, okay, good. Finally, you guys have been taking this seriously, And we are ready to move on now, and that's good to go. So you're right. That's never going to be the thing. It's never going to be the case. And until that moment comes, which it's never going to happen, that means we're going to have to be constantly on paying attention to them and, you know, reacting to them. The one thing that the other thing that bugs me about what I'm seeing coming out of this election is some of these people that are out there saying, you know, we knew that it's always going to be a fight to keep our gun rights. And they act as if that's okay. Because the way I feel about it is with this generation that's coming behind us,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how resolute they're going to be.
Right.
It is my hope they come up. But, I mean, it would be better to leave them a legacy to where they at least had a point to where they could either mess it up or maintain it. And keep a free country going based upon gun rights, based upon the Second Amendment, that kind of stuff. And getting out there and not leaving that in place bugs me. So
we've got 1 minute. You've got Dan Zimmerman coming up next.
Go. No, Dan has been having kidney stone stuff. It's just going to be me. Dan is going to join me. Yeah, he's been having a lot of kidney stone issues. So. He'll be joining me later on. So it's just going to be me. I'm going to be just ranting. So if you want to...
Well, then, if you want to, I noticed that SAF, the Second Amendment Foundation, is suing New York City because New York City has effectively no provision to conceal carry.
That's right.
And they're also doing a lawsuit that says, hey, wait a minute, 19-year-olds are adults too. So...
Well, if you want to hold on through the break... And come with me into the first segment and finish this point. I would love for you to finish this point.
Let's go. I'll talk to you.
Okay, you hang on for me. Don't let Rob go there, boss man. When we get back, we're going to talk about this lawsuit in New York. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.